Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to talk about Mad Myrna's production of The Who's Tommy.
And to talk about it, we have Van Horn Ely and Steve Alvarez here. They are from the show. Welcome, guests.
Hey, how are you?
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this is Tommy by The Who, the famous rock opera. Came out in 1969. It's a real favorite with those who know it, and it was turned into a Broadway show once upon a time. And this is the show you'll be doing?
It is. We run three more weekends, starting tonight, Friday, at 7. Saturday shows are 7 and 10, and it closes May 14th. So we hope that people can come out and see it.
Well, this is pretty exciting because it's kind of like a phantasmagoria. It's an over-the-top kind of a fantasy rock opera. This is one of the first rock operas.
It is the first rock opera. It is the work that created the term rock opera. And it preceded Jesus Christ Superstar. It preceded all the others that,
Godspell.
That, yeah, I mean, and it really set the stage for a sung-through concept album.
It set the standard. It set the bar very high. I mean, this is, and it has a lot, all the elements of real opera. There's like motifs and characters and arias and everything. But it's also, you know, infectiously catchy, and it's a rock album. I mean, I got this record in the seventh grade in 1969, I think, when it came out.
Yeah.
And it was just like totally magical. It just created a whole world that just drew you in. And it was like dark and bright at the same time. It's kind of hard to explain. It's you know, the Who are underrated. I mean, the most exciting stage band of all.
I saw them twice.
I've seen them once, yeah.
I saw them tour this.
Pretty amazing.
I saw them tour Quadrophenia, which was their follow-up.
And, me too.
And I still have it on vinyl. And, you know, and there was a number of hits that came out of this. You know, Pinball Wizard, I'm Free. I mean, just a plethora of hits that came out during...
Amazing Journey.
Yeah. And they
Christmas.
Performed it. They performed pieces of it at Woodstock. So it was a huge impact on the music industry.
And you're the music director, Steve.
I am the music director. And playing drums in the pit.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Everybody wears a couple hats in this production. Lots of parts are doubled up. There's characters in this show who are playing 7, 8, 9 different characters. And then we, of course, have our principals as well.
So we have a cast of 22, including two children who play the young Tommy as he's growing up. One of them is my 7-year-old son.
And he steals the show.
And, the little guy.
I bet. We have a band of 7 musicians, you know, 2 keys, 2 guitars, bass, drums, and a French horn player.
Wow.
And this is at Mad Myrna's.
It's at Mad Myrna's. They actually redesigned their little ballroom theater to accommodate this. It was something that they had wanted to do, but this was kind of the catalyst for that. And it seats about 120, and it's a cute little theater.
They've been wonderful to us. We performed a lot of theater there over the last few years, and they've just been so accommodating. So they're becoming known as a theatrical venue for the general public. So we encourage everybody to come and see the hard work that Scott Kohler and Jeff Woods have been putting into this room to make the theater happen.
Yeah, I've seen Rocky Horror there and Cabaret and some other shows. Are really, really good
shows. Good shows.
Leo Grinberg plays
the
adult Tommy.
And Leo. Well, what is Tommy about? I mean, real quick.
So here's what happens. You know, Tommy's parents, it's World War II. Tommy's parents, you know, get together, get married, and then he leaves to go to war. She's pregnant with Tommy. He's believed shot down and killed. And Tommy is born, and, you know, he's four years old at the time. The mom has since moved on, has a lover, and unexpectedly, Tommy's father comes back and walks in on his wife and the lover, and a fight ensues, and... the father kills the lover, and Tommy sees all of this.
Oh.
Even though his back is turned, he sees it through a mirror, and it causes him to become catatonic. He can't speak, hear, or see, and he has this relationship with the mirror that goes on for 15 years until he is cured. So then Tommy is healed when the mirror is broken, and in the meantime, he has become a pinball phenom with a following. And after his miracle cure, he becomes kind of a celebrity, almost a new messiah, so to speak, and with a large following of young people. And then if you want to know the rest of the story, you have to come see the show.
Yeah, there's more to the show. There's a little bit of a darker period when he is catatonic, where he endures a bunch of abuse from his schoolmates and even some family members. So he overcomes this at some point, we hope.
Wow. Well, I see you have a guitar. I can't help but notice.
I go with Mike. It goes with me everywhere.
It's actually something
that
in store for
grows
a song.
Out of that lump in the back of his.
You want to tell him the song?
This is the song that they try to take Tommy to a healer, and this is, he's called the Hawker, and it's called "Eyesight to the Blind."
Talk about your woman. I wish you could see mine. Yeah, you talk about your woman. I wish you could see mine. Every time she starts to love and she brings eyesight to the blind. You know her daddy gave her magic. I can tell by the way she walks. Oh, her daddy gave her magic. I can tell by the way.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Steve Alvarez and Van Horn Ely, who is just singing and playing for you. And we're talking about Mad Myrna's production of The Who's Tommy.
Well, that was terrific. That's the Sonny Boy Williamson song.
It is.
And that's the only one in the show that isn't written by Pete Townsend.
That's right.
Actually, John Entwistle contributed, and Keith Moon contributed music as well.
To Cousin Kevin and the Overture or something.
And
Uncle Ernie.
Uncle Ernie.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Where do you get a load of that song? John Fraser is brilliant.
Uncle Ernie?
He plays Uncle Ernie.
Oh, gosh. I've got to see this.
And Uncle Ernie is like the opportunistic, exploitative kind of huckster uncle who cashes in on the Messiah's phase of Tommy's career.
And he's kind of the creepy uncle, you know?
Yeah, he's really.
Yeah. He's a very creepy uncle. But he is so devastated by the loss of his brother that he starts to descend into alcoholism. So we give him a little bit of slack, but he does bring it.
Well, I remember Oliver Reed played him in the movie.
And I
have to, you know, I only saw the Tommy movie.
Oliver Reed played the dad. He played the lover. And in the movie, the lover kills the dad. But in the stage show, the dad kills the lover.
I'm confused. You know, I never even knew any of this. After listening to the record like 1,000 times, I never really understood it anyway.
Yeah, either did I. I just liked the music.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I knew there was something about a mirror smashing and Deaf, Dumb, and Blind kid and stuff. But do you have like a giant, like there's that scene with Elton John and the big pinball machine.
Oh, yeah.
You got the giant pinball machine?
We
and
have
the
a pinball
shoes.
Machine. We don't have the platform shoes.
The entire stage, the entire room is the interior of a pinball machine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a fluorescent set done by a local artist, Joe Hamilton, works a lot in film. He does sets for films, and he did the entire interior of Chilco Charlie, so it's really wonderful.
And it's multimedia. We got video going on at the same
time. Three plasma screens.
Yeah. It's an event you don't want to miss.
Lasers. We have lasers.
Really?
I know.
Really?
Dancing monkeys.
You could smell the hair burning.
You're going to come see us, right, Gene?
Certainly. Certainly.
Right. We're looking forward to it. I know Mark's going to be there because he knows the album better than I do.
You know, we're going to run out of time, though. I don't think we can talk about it much anymore. You want to say goodbye, Mark?
Okay, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, Mark.
Thanks,
a lot thanks of fun. For having us. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for singing that song. That's good. We don't get live music enough on this show. But that was quite terrific.
That was excellent. And I hope everybody comes and sees your play. But I have to say thanks, and I have to say your names again. It's Steve Alvarez and Van Horn Ely III. And we're talking about Mad Myrna's production of The Who's Tommy, which goes through
May 14th.
Very good. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And now, here's the Stage Tour calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. TBA presents The Adventures of Peter Rabbit, directed by Dana Mitchell, May 6th through the 15th at APU's Grant Hall. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. For info, call 677-PLAY, say that's 677-PLAY, or go to the TBA Theater website.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama will host free play readings on the next three Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Come prepared to read or just to listen. There will be soup and breadsticks. For information and scripts, call Joe Page at 733-1060 or just drop by.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Pump Boys and Dinettes, which opens tonight and runs through May 22nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. This famous show is full of music and laughs. Tickets are available online or call 686-4913.
At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend for Becky's New Car. Showtimes are 7 tonight and tomorrow and 3 on Sunday. And I think this play is wonderful.
I saw it, too. It was terrific.
It's one of the best things I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, Mad Myrna's presents The Who's Tommy at Mad Myrna's Theater, Friday and Saturday at 7, with a late show at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. This show runs through May the 14th. Tickets are available from centertix.net, or you can call 263-ARTS, or tickets are also available at the door at Mad Myrna's.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.